The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Won't we walk to the Ed Sheeran show? Cause we rap, R&B, and everything we know.
From hip-hop, beats to soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Funk the music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life with goals. Right here on Antilla, the story unfolds.
Antilla's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Hey, Christian.
Music, culture, and a whole lot.
My name is Furl, I'm the owner of the building. I'm a stoner and I'm chillin' with two skippies like Jack. I pimps and I mag, drive a Benz on a lack. Man, I've been in the back with the groupies and the stars. I've been out front with the thugs and the guards. I've been on the yard with the Mexican mafia. And I only run again to that are killin' Dafia. I'm popular, I'm a rap star. But I live like a rock star running from the cop car. I drop bars on slaps that knock hard. And I charge when they take extra large. I'm sicker than SARS, higher than Mars. And I treat my bitch like an ATM card. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. She's in the building and she's feeling herself. She's looking bad, but I'm willing to help. Stop it, baby, you're killing yourself. Come on, I got your back, you can chill in my Dell. I'm feeling myself too. Man, just imagine some of the things we can do. You under me under you. Then we can catch the liquor store before two. We can hit my nigga and go get some shrooms. And if you still wanna kick it, we can go get a room. It won't cost you much, I'm a good buy. It's gon' discount, bitch, it's goodbye. I look like Mr. Frank, up for free. No dough, oh, you can't fuck with me. Get the fuck out, you still in my deal? You're full of ish, and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Presented. Trey, that's a bad hood. Is it rented? Hardy, har, har. Very funny. You don't hear my tummy. I guess my money. My stomach ain't growling. I'm styling and wilding. Drinking vodka straight up to Long Island. I want my own island. Bet you I'ma get it. I switch, hit, and play with both mitts. Pack the 4/5. I'm after yo. If he ain't doing it right, she's after yo scritch. And I'm after hers with these mackin' words. Nerd. Thought square stayed sharp. You're nothing but a mark in a skylark. I'm playing my part. I'm Mr. Furley. Quit interrupting. I'm talking to your girly. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ant Taylor Show. I am so pleased today to be doing something a little different because my man Casey wanted to do a video as well. You might not know Casey. You may know Casey. Casey is very well known. Born and raised in Richmond, California, Casey brings his unique cultural perspective to every performance. Growing up in the diverse Bay Area, he was exposed to a rich tapestry of musical influence from a young age. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like for you to give Mr. Casey a warm welcome on the Ant Taylor Show.
Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. I really do appreciate that, Ant. Thank you.
I do what I can. So, it is a pleasure to be speaking with you. And it's a bit different for me because I have a face for radio and not a face for TV, but I'm happy to see you here today, my man. We made it on time too, you know what I mean? And this is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. How was your weekend?
So I just came back from LA. I drove out there. I was only there for what, like maybe 28 hours. I was with a model, and she's also a musician. And she's been telling me that she's really just trying to pop up in the music scene. So I was telling her like, yo, just trust me. I want you to come with me to LA. And she just finished doing an audition for the Next Bay Area Runway, which is a company that I founded alongside my business partner, Cassie of All Trades. And so I was like, trust, go with me. And she was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I have a photo shoot. I'm like, are they paying? And she was like, yeah. I was like, how much? And so I dragged her out to LA. We were listening to this one song called Higher by iShowSpeed, which is the biggest streamer on. And I'm like, you're going to make a Brazilian funk song. I'm digging the vibe. We get to the studio at 9 in the morning. And this is like my most quickest like time of composing a song. So I compose everything from scratch. I don't do no YouTube beats, none of that. Like, no shade to those people, but like, I'm a opera singer. I'm classically trained. I'm a music theory nerd. And so I was talking to my producer, Max Powers, who's out there in Santa Monica. And I was like, bro, we're going to do some type of Brazilian funk type vibe. We hit up Splice. We were thinking of different ways on how we could layer things. I was hitting some chord progressions on the keys, and we knocked just the instrumentation in 1 hour. That is by far the fastest song I've ever composed. On average, it would take either 3 hours to maybe 9 hours to compose only instrumentation. And so we were just locked in. And then Mary Jane, who was the model that came out with me to Los Angeles, she was still sleeping and whatnot. She's trying to recover. And I was like, yo, I finished the instrumentation, come to the studio. And then there was another rapper from Oakland, Honest. So Honest, he is an amazing, amazing woke rapper, very gifted. He's a Gemini just like myself. And I was like, bro, I want you to go to the studio. Hey, shout out to the Gemini.
Gemini, yo, right here. Gemini. You know what I'm saying? Gemini in the house.
What up, twin?
That's it. What's up, twin? What's up?
When's your birthday?
May 28th. So.
Okay, so you're May Gemini. I'm a Gemini. So can I introduce you to some people?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
All right. Do you see these people?
Absolutely. All Geminis.
All Geminis.
That's it. That's it.
We like to revolutionize either with music, with fashion, whatever it is that we do in life.
I think mostly
to
June.
Do something positive.
I think those are mostly June Geminis, but it's all good. You know what I mean? I'm close because I'm on the 28th. I'm close to it. But I'm sorry I had interrupted you. Go ahead. You finished telling me you were saying that you guys.
No, you're totally fine.
All right.
So,
all right.
I hit up the homie Honest. I was like, bro, like, I want you to come to the studio. Like, I feel like your voice is going to be perfect. Oh, shout out. It's 1111. That's an angel number.
There you go.
Thank you, God. My angels are speaking. So then Honest was like, yo, like, my ride bailed on me. I can't make it. I'm like, send me your address. I'm going to Uber you out here. Boom. I Ubered him out to the studio. And we knocked out this song in under, 3 hours? We, like, thought about it. We conceptualized. We wrote. We locked in. We recorded. In total, 4 hours. Done. A whole song. And I'm going to release an EP next month in July. Hopefully before my fashion show. The Next Bay Area Runway, Season 5, Call of the Sea, out in South Salido. So we're really excited for that. The EP is going to be called Once Upon a Summer.
Dope.
Boom. We did that. Did a quick little food content. Skirt, skirt, skirt. I'm back here in the Bay Area on the Ant Taylor Show.
That's it. So, Casey, let's back up a little bit real quick. Just something that is actually a really big thing, and to you, it's normal. To us, it's amazingly big. How did you start the Next Bay Area Runway? What inspired you to do that?
I have to give all due credit to Cassie of All Trades. So she is the CEO and founder of the Next Bay Area Runway. And she's my sister. I'll call her my sister. And so she started this in October 2023. Ironically, this idea came off of a drunken night. She was getting drunk with one of her girlies. They were drinking, boo-boo. And she was like, oh, let me get some of my homies that are musicians and models, and let's do like a fashion music show. So that was season one. That was at 386 Lounge in San Jose. And she invited me to become a performer. And I was like, for sure. Boo-boo, perform, sing, that's that. Season two comes along. She partners up with someone else. Boom, boom. I was just a musician again. Things did not go well. There was a lot of bad practices with the person that she was working with. And it was just not a right business fit. So then it got intense. Like, it started creating beef. And this is something like what you mentioned before. Growing up, I've always been bullied. Growing up, people have always diminished and like wanted to shut down my light for I don't know what reason. I'm just a happy, positive person, but I guess people don't like that. People want to remove that from me. So there was a certain musician out there where I collaborated. I'm a big-hearted person. I want to see people win, but I guess there's this thing called envy and jealousy. So then this musician started spreading a lot of false rumors about me. And then he was partnered up with this other person. A lot of just bad, bad energy. And I find out through the grapevine from other people who actually care about me. And Cassie, she's always just stuck by my side. She actually believed in my potential. Now, mind you, from a person that is bullied, we have self-doubt. We have imposter syndrome. I did not believe in myself. I was afraid of the world. I kind of regretted being a smart person. I regretted being creative. I regret having a kind heart because I would just be just shut down from the world. But she was like, no, Casey, like, I'm going to stick by your side. And then she was like, you know what? Help me on the fashion department side of things. I don't know nothing about fashion. All I know is opera. But she was like, help me in building up the Next Bay Area Runway. Season three is when we started together, and we doubled the ticket sales. We brought out Adrian Marcel, who is an R&B singer. It's 2 a.m. And he's a Gemini too.
There you go.
So, you know, after that, the rest is history. But I will be transparent. Season three, season four, it was stressful. I'm not an entrepreneur, past tense. I was not. I am now. I did not know what it was like to recruit models and musicians and designers. I don't know what it was like to do ticket sales. I don't know what it was like to market. I don't know what it's like to do HR stuff when people are like tense. I had to do all of this, you know, but I believe God put me in these challenges to shape me who I am to this day. To be more transparent, season three, I told Cassie, yo, Cassie, we need to pop off. There's so many fashion shows in the Bay Area, but it looks all the same. And I'm really a person that observes the audience, the crowd. When I see one dull moment, you failed. I'm an entertainer. I want to make sure everyone is constantly being entertained.
Absolutely.
So I said, Cassie, we need to invest. Season three, me and her, we invested over $26,000. Where did I get this money from? My credit card, which I'm still paying debt to this day. However, I told her we need to invest so that people can take us seriously. So we invested getting Adrian Marcel. We invested renting a really beautiful location called Blanco. Downtown San Jose, next to Sushi Confidential. We got an ad at 106 Cameo, Wild 94.9. You know, we did all these optics, but we realized we didn't really have to do all of that. I think how we just blossom is just being vulnerable, being our true authentic selves. So we brought about 260 people at that event, season three, boom. Then season four happened at the Triton Museum of Art in Santa Clara. And this was what I would call my retirement season, with all the stress, with just people just like adding so much pressure on me and carrying and wearing a lot of multiple hats. I was about to burn out. And so that season was in December of last year, 2024. And I said, Cassie, you know what? I think this is it. I think we gotta stop. We gotta give up. Like, not give up, like, I'm done. I just don't have the capacity and energy for it anymore. And so I went MIA on December 16th of 2024. And during that time, I deactivated my Instagram and I just went dark, you know? And at that time, I was like becoming very depressed, anxious, and I was just confused. I was like, what the hell do I do in life? Like, I don't have a sole purpose. I start praying to God each and every day, asking him for signs. I was like, God, like, should I do the next Bay Area runway with Cassie? Like, I don't know. It's just too stressful. Like, is this what I should do? And I remember right before New Year's, I told God, I had a conversation with him. I said, God, something tells me that 2025 is going to be my biggest year ever. It's going to be my biggest year ever in regards to self-love, in regards to popping off on social media, in regards to my musicality, in regards to my career. And then as I was in hiding, I finally came out of hiding on February 14th of 2025. And that's when I released my single Flavors with Lauren Mateo, who is a phenomenal R&B singer. And Cassie, she said, burr, burr. I said, hello. She said, yo, we have a partnership with Stanford Children's Health, and it's paid. We don't have to pay a single dime. And I was like, wait, time out. People are now paying us. It doesn't have to come out of our pocket. And at that very moment, I was like, okay, like, should I still go back to the next Bay Area? But now we're finally getting paid. Exactly. Like, it's going to chip off that negative, ROI. But I was like, you know what? It's all good. We did it. And at the end of the show, the directors of the medical team, they said the magic words, we want you back next year.
Amazing. So we're going to take a quick break on the Ant Taylor Show. We're going to get into more conversation with KC, the Bay Area virtual also, as it says here. Stay tight. We'll be right back, guys.
So silly of me to act like I don't need you back, when all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your clothes?
That you got it. I don't need roses, just
need some flowers from my garden. Can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started? I be here begging for ya. You should be giving me love all damn day till the day is done. So if you want.
Hello?
Hello, this is Reverend Attorney Dr. Sidman Azibo. How do you do today?
Fine.
Good. I call you on the behalf of the church that you go to.
Yes.
I speak with your pastor there, and he reached out to me as a liaison to some of the members that he feels has a problem or an addiction. Some of the congregation, they let them write down names of who they think has the addiction.
Yes.
And your name was on the list, baby, because they say that you smoke too much, and that they want me to reach out to you to get you into the meeting, baby, because you smoke the dope, and we want to be sure that you do not smoke that dope before you come to the church.
No, I smoke week. Cigarettes.
Oh, no, they said that you have dope on the paper. They
no,
said that you smoke
I'm
dope.
I'm on
baby.
Oxygen. No, I never smoke dope.
So what are you, baby? Why are you on the oxygen machine and you smoke? Because the oxygen is flammable. The American blacks, you are so stupid, you do not know that the explosion will come.
I go on the porch, turn off the oxygen and go in the bathroom.
That is still dangerous, baby. You will blow your and barbecue yourself, baby. You are not very intelligent. Why are you not very intelligent, man?
I know this is a habit. I know that, and I know I have to stop.
I spoke with the congregation, and they want you to sit on the back pew next Sunday in church because your breath is so stinky from the cigarette and the dope. So they want you to sit all the way in the back far right-hand corner of the church when service starts because no one wants to sing next to you because your breath is so funky. You smell like an old cigarette, and no one wants to look at you in your teeth. You will sit back in the back.
My teeth is not yellow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I've seen pictures of your teeth, and they look like little...
Well, you ain't seen no pictures of my teeth.
Little pieces of butter. You have little butter. I cannot believe it's not butter. That is what your teeth say.
It is not.
Sometimes I rub. They say that you can rub a waffle on your teeth and get butter on your waffle. And
I don't believe that.
They said that sometimes your grits need butter, and you just smile, and then butter just falls off of your teeth right into the grits.
No.
Man, do not holler at me, ma'am, because I will come and slap you, because I'm not...
You can come and slap me.
Don't be mean to me, baby, because you have this smoke
breath.
I am going
to be mean to you.
You sit
That's
in the back corner.
Fool.
You sit in the back. Sit in the back corner of the church, baby.
The person you called is no longer on the line.
Out the mission with a record deal. So how you feel? Tell me what you need. My Now super ultra dank, cause we puff puff give and smoke like vets. And now I'm getting paid off my royalty check, cause the pound cake bomb, the cook phenomenon. The total devastation hit like the napalm, with the plug on the half, whole things in a quarter, from the Cali state line to the south of the border.
Got brand new friends for way back. If you my son, can't change it.
Hey, hey. Hey, Zon, come in right quick. Pass me a
Hey, hey.
Pass me a blunt.
Hey.
If I'm on your mind, just say that. Brand new Benz, brand new Maybach. You got brand new friends, fuck way back. If you my son, can't change that. If you ain't tryna fuck what I'm here for. Fine brown skin, girl, Barbados. You tryna play these games, I'm paid off. I'm in Hollywood with bankroll. I be on the low. I was tryna beat it up, I beat it on the floor. She was tryna make love, I put it on ghost. I can never fall on my soul. Shaking it like Macarena. Need some space, all these bitches ain't on entertainers. We are poppy for the night, we all getting faded. Call AZ with that fire, cause he on the dangerous. Yeah, bad bitch, she on my shit, my dime. Get you anything you need, 6 seconds like Vine. Tryna beat it like on Campbell, I need another slice. She was trying munch on it, ice spice.
Trey was in that Bentley and I pulled up in that ghost. Now we up in Vanity, got women on their post.
I was in New York for a week, going Vogue. Oh, oh. If I'm on your mind, just say that. Brand new Benz, brand new Maybach. You got brand new friends, fuck way back. If you my son, can't change that. If you ain't tryna fuck what I'm here for. Fine brown skin, girl, Barbados. You tryna play these games, I'm paid off. I'm in Hollywood with bankroll.
I'm on your mind, just say that. Brand new Benz, brand new Maybach. Got brand new friends for way back. If you my son, can't change that. If I'm on your mind, just say that. Brand new Benz, brand new Maybach.
All right, welcome back to the Ant Taylor Show. It is your boy Ant Taylor sitting in the house with my main man Casey, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Casey was telling us a little bit about how everything started with the next Bay Area runway. What we left off, Casey was telling us about receiving funding from Stanford and how it basically changed the trajectory from Casey's viewpoint. When you're in your own pocket and the bone runs real dry, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden somebody comes to put a little meat on it. It helps, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed.
And there you go. So this is where we're at. So we also kind of heard some things that kind of didn't get all the credit. We know we have a summertime release, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what date? Do you have a date set for that release yet?
So I want to have it set for before July 19th, which is going to be the next Bay Area Runway season 5. So I want to debut it on that fashion show.
Excellent, excellent. Now, the fashion show, where are the models coming from? I know you said at one point you were like finding models and things. Do you actively pursue them or do they find you or how does that work out?
It's all about branding, you know, how you carry yourself, how you move in life and manifestation. So we've built up this brand to be more classier, very professional, punctual professionalism. And we are attracting the right type of talent. So they find us. Like now, like it was to the point, like we were trying to get people, but ever since Stanford Children's Health, like people are now like begging us, when's the next auditions? When are the next auditions? So we don't have to like seek the models. They're now coming to us, which is a blessing. And this company just started October of 2023. I got on board doing more business things literally last year, June 2024. And in just 1 year, and me helping out Cassie, it's just blown up crazy, but all thanks to God. All thanks to God.
That's right. Shout out to Cassie. I haven't met you yet, but you sound like an amazing individual. Us Geminis are real good at judging people's, well, I won't say judging, but we are real perceptive mm-hmm. when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, good person, bad person. There's no in the middle.
Nope.
It's just, you know what I mean? Gemini see things two ways only. It's like, okay, can I or can I not? So, you know, that doesn't mean that we won't give you chances. That's the weakness in the Gemini sometimes. Too many chances. Somebody say, oh, yeah, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I miscarried. I'm going to get this. Or what I've learned as being a Gemini and going through the same things, not so much the bullying or thing like that, because when I was younger, I was more of a mean type of Gemini too. You know what I mean? Like, I just resorted to meaner tactics back in the day because I felt that people were deliberately trying to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my feelings or whatever the case was. And I found in a lot of cases, some people are just, they don't want your light and they want to dim it. Or they want to control it. They say, hey, man, I like everything you do, but I want you working for me. I don't want you, you know what I mean, surpassing me. I want you working for me. So, but, you know, it's all good, man. It's all peace and love. That's my standard now. You know what I mean? And I think everybody deserves a opportunity to mess up with me. If you mess up with me, then that's your shot. You know what I mean?
Part.
If you do good by me, then I'm going to do good by you, right?
Right.
So, so that's where we're at. So, Casey, so... what exactly, for the listeners, how would you best describe your musical stylings?
A journey. Unpredictable. You will never have the same thing from me each and every time. I'm constantly challenging myself to compose different genres, but subconsciously, I'm adding a little bit of opera. Whether if it's not vocally, it's production-wise. If you carefully listen to my music, it's not a loop of the same beat or anything. I'm always like being intricate and adding like different sonic sounds into my music. And that's what kind of makes it like an opera from beginning to end. It's always storytelling, not just only vocally and using harmony, but as well with the instrumentation. And that's where like I feel like I'm a conductor. And I'm orchestrating how I want things done. So I've ranged from pop, EDM, R&B, hip hop, reggaeton, EDM. I did my first attempt in K-pop. Now I did a ballad. Just right now in LA, I did a Brazilian funk. And there's another project that I'm working on that has a lot of Middle Eastern, Indian, Bollywood, reggaeton and hip hop elements. And I think that song in particular is going to be my most powerful and special song. Off top of the dome, I called it Habibi Spice, but that's not what it's going to be called.
Oh man.
No. I promise you.
Let me ask you something. Just don't move off of that. Are you going to do a video to that song?
That's why I'm going to get into it.
Okay. If you do a video to that song, I want to be there because I know the food. If y'all gonna bring food in, man, that's gonna be amazing, man. And I like to bring my stomach.
Yes.
You know what I mean? To that video shoot and enjoy the atmosphere and eat
mm-hmm.
because all them spices you putting in that song.
Yeah.
And if it gets reflected in the craft services,
yes.
Man, you know what? I can't do nothing but. All right. I'm sorry. I'm going down a different path. You know.
No, I love that.
I'm a food dude, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? If you see my stomach gonna have his own show pretty soon. You know what I mean? It's called Eating with Aunt Taylor. It's just gonna be a video focused on my stomach, and my stomach is gonna be reviewing food. No, go ahead, man. I'm sorry, brother.
No, you totally fine. I love that. So, this is, I call it like the Avengers song because I'm recruiting different musicians into this track. It's going to be my first political song, all right? With everything what's going on with ICE, deporting a lot of Latinx families, stripping poor, innocent children away from their moms and dads, from people still disrespecting the Black community to India and Pakistan. They've been having some tension, but please do not quote me. I feel like they're kind of working things out with Israel bombing Iran, and now the U.S. bombing Iran. There's just a lot of chaos, a lot of madness. And so with this song, it's a unity song. That's why I'm like using a lot of different elements from different cultures and remind the world, when we come together in harmony and love and respect and peace, we're an unstoppable force. And especially us people of color, I'm trying to remind us people of color, when we unite, we got flavor. We're saucy, we're spicy. And so with this song, I recruited, once again, Honest, who is in this Brazilian funk. He is going to be the black voice of the song. I have official Miss Nana, who's going to be the Latina vocalist. I have I Am Fijiana, who she's going to be singing Hindi, which is like very common in Bollywood music. I also have Jordan Jade. She is a Caucasian female rapper, but you know, she's part of the mix too. You know what I'm saying? She's well cultured. Like she's, if you listen to her music, like a lot of like Bay Hyphy stuff, but like she's also well versed. I'm in search.
Big ups to Jordan Jade. One sec. Jordan Jade, I got a message for Jordan Jade. Jordan, I know you're going to watch this. You were supposed to send me the drops to my show a couple of weeks back. Come on now.
Come on, Jordan.
Simple.
Where you at, girl?
Simple. This is Jordan Jade, and you're listening to the Aunt Taylor Show. That's it. Hey, that's all I want.
We call you all, girl. Anyway, but get on this show right now. She's cool peoples.
She's cool peoples, though, man. I really like her energy. I like her aura. You know what I mean?
She's got aura.
And she's really dope. And after Jordan, who else would be on the song?
So now, maybe this radio show is going to help me. I'm in search of an Arabic and a Farsi vocalist or rapper. And I'm going to accumulate all the different languages, rhythmic flow, metaphors, poetry into this song. So I'm just looking for two more, and I have my Avengers.
I know a gentleman that's a producer, Checkmate. He speaks Farsi, but he doesn't rap. But if you can't find a rapper, you can have him do something vocally in Farsi. You know what I mean?
As long as we hear the language. I want it spoken. So no one doesn't have to rap, but like at least spoken word in Farsi and in Arabic.
Yeah.
That's it. Just those two.
Yeah,
those
definitely. Because he be hitting them hard accents too. You know what I mean? He is very, very, very I mean, he lives in he left the States. He didn't like it here anymore. Him and his whole family, they're in Pakistan now.
Mm.
So they didn't like what was going on, rightfully. So if things are not working out for you, or if things around you are going to shambles, if you can.
Right.
Either you stay here and fight, or you do what you think is best for your family. I totally understand that.
That's right.
You know, but I'll contact him today.
Thank you.
And see if he has any rappers that rap in Farsi. If not, I'll ask him, would he mind doing a spoken part for you?
That would be beautiful. That would be beautiful. You know what I mean?
So we can always connect. So what song of yours are we going to play today? Do we have any that you wanted to send over to our station here to play? You can think about it and send it to me later, or you can announce it right now.
We about to announce it right now because it all ties into this whole show, what we're talking about. Bright Blue Shooting Star. So there's a beautiful story behind that. So as I mentioned, when we're doing the whole Next Bay Runway thing, there's people that were jealous of me, envious. And this was around December of 2023, going into 2024. And this was when I was becoming suicidal. And I was just thinking, you know, I don't think it's what's the point of living? I'm always constantly getting pushed down. I'm not getting the respect. Might as well just hang up the towel. But then something inside of me said I should go to LA and go work with my producer Max. So I started driving, and I usually take Highway 5 to go to LA. But I was like, you know what? I wanna switch it up. I wanna drive Highway 1. And it was nighttime. I like left around like 12:30 midnight from Richmond. Anyways, as I was driving, I believe around that time, The Weeknd dropped Don FM album. So I was playing it and I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, yo, this is a fire album. And then I just kind of went in a trance. I just started like thinking about like suicidal thoughts. And I was like, should I just steer the wheel? And that's that. So I began to pray. I prayed to God. And I said, God, please give me a sign. What should I do in life? I'm lost. I need your help. When I looked up while I was driving, I literally saw a bright blue shooting star, and it passed by. I thought it was a meteor. I thought this was the end of the world. I was like, well, I guess this is it, y'all. Like, we going to heaven, I hope. And the entire sky just lit up bright blue, and there was no cars around me. I was like looking. I was like, well, I'm alone. And it went by so slowly too. The shooting star went slow, and then just took off. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to write a song called Bright Blue Shooting Star. And I was listening to The Weeknd, Don FM. And so I went to see Max when I arrived. And I said, Max, I have no idea what I'm going to compose when I start playing chords. But I know the song is called Bright Blue Shooting Star. And it's going to be in the vibe of The Weeknd. Immediately as I started touching the keys, God was working my mind. Everything started to flow, the chord progressions, the rhythm, everything. I composed that instrumentation in 3 hours. That was my first time ever writing music that quickly. Mm-hmm. And that song, it was dedicated for the Next Bay Runway season 2. It's about like, you know, women, like women empowerment, like women just believing in themselves. We have to always treasure and love our queens. And so, you know, it's like a fun upbeat song, but like it was also subconsciously in a subliminal message of never giving up, keep on fighting and believing in who you are. So those are my intentions when I was playing the chord progressions. It first starts slow, dark, and then there's like contemplating thoughts when it does the arpeggios, and then when the beat drops, it's like hope. You know, like that's when you start seeing like a meteor shower. And then boom.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So let's get into it real quickly and take a listen at Blue Shooting Stars.
Bright Blue Shooting Star.
Bright Blue Shooting Stars. Is Casey the stage name you go by, or is there more to it or less to it? Okay. So Bright Blue Shooting Stars by Casey, coming right up on the Ant Taylor Show. One sec, we'll be right back.
Bright blue shooting star. What jazz is just on the boulevard? don't ask for much, so just
go move your body, no need to worry. Where is my money? Get your Versace, fine wine and party. Sip on a bubbly, you a baddie.
Let's go to South Beach, Miami, the palm trees in Cali.
Go show the world who you are.
She's a bright new shooting star.
Welcome back to the Ann Taylor Show. I'm sitting here with my main man, Casey. Casey has told us some things about himself. He went a very deep, got very personal, and suicide is very important thing to talk about and discuss. And if you ever feel that you need help, call a friend, call a family member, call a stranger even, because at that point it doesn't matter. Never be embarrassed, because believe me, the situation you're going to put yourself in is a lot worse than any form of embarrassment. You'd rather live through it. So, Casey, let's talk a little bit about food.
Ooh.
I understand.
All right.
And I've seen some videos where there has been some reviews of food. Let's talk about what got you into this whole food thing.
No, thank you so much for asking. So I would always watch YouTube and I would see Timothy Delgado out from SoCal or David So. They would always do a lot of food reviews. And I was just growing up watching them do their thing and eating food and like the way and how they eat it. And then they started introducing mukbangs and all this stuff. And I was like, yo, like, I want to do that. And mind you, like, I'm not balling financially. So I'm like, hey, if I can somehow get food for free, why not? I like to eat. And so then I attempted my foodie journey around 2017. I first started on a YouTube format, like long videos, but it was really time consuming, doing the edits and all this stuff. And so then around 2019, I transitioned more onto Instagram Reels. And then I would always make my videos a minute, 30 seconds. And I would always start off my intro videos like, what's happening? It's your boy Casey and welcome to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in et cetera city, right? So I would always do that. And people started seeing a little bit of my personality. And I showed a little bit of humor into like these food videos. And that was different compared to like a lot of people, like no shade, but like a lot of people like, hey, you guys want to check out this new restaurant? Well, come on down to San Jose. And so, you know, I kept on doing my own format up until this year. But then I just started getting bored of like what I was doing. So I said, you know what? Let me switch it up. There's this amazing guy named Drewski, you know. Drewski is a phenomenal comedian, upcoming, just like superstar with everything what he's doing with Could Have Been Records. He just did that show, Could Have Been Love. So I would just observe him, and he would always use comedy in his stuff. So I decided, you know what? Why don't I start implementing comedy into food? You know, I feel like people, when they do their jobs, whether that's a 9-to-5 or whether you are an entrepreneur, people want to end up eating something good. People love to be entertained. That's why they buy tickets to go to concerts, to watch a movie, to rave, to travel, whatever it may be. So people like also for food, they want to find a good spot to eat. But now what if like you have something to eat and then you have a good laugh too? So then on May 1st of this year, 2025, I decided, you know what? I'm going to start adding comedy with food and make short videos under 10 seconds. And I told myself I'm going to post twice a day. Okay, check this out. Before I started this journey, my monthly insights on Instagram was 78,000. Okay, so I said, you know what? I'm gonna lock in and I'm gonna just post twice a day, add comedy, food, under 10 seconds. By the end of May, I garnered 1 million views on Instagram. And I said, oh, damn, this is crazy. And so then, now this month, crazy enough, I'm keeping this formula, 10 seconds, short, relatable, funny, food. As of today, on June 30th.
Today's the 30th.
Yeah, right? June 30th. So June 30th of 2025, the end of the month, I just hit 4 million views on Instagram, 1 million views on Facebook, 1 million views on YouTube Shorts.
Goodness gracious.
I'm close to 1 million on TikTok. Come on, TikTok fam. Lock
now.
In.
Come on now. TikTok, pick it up. Come on now. You can't be behind TikTok. You got to be ahead.
Right.
Man, congratulations, man. Them is millions of people seeing you, man. When you got them kind of numbers, you know, somebody's going to say, hey, look at this. You know what I mean? Look at this. Or show their phone to somebody funny and play it to them. Because I get phones put in my face all day when, you know what I mean? From one video. We watch, I mean, it ain't like we don't got multiple phones, but we might watch the same video on one phone because one person might just say, hey, look at this real quick. And I'm looking at their phone. I'm like, ha-ha, you know what I mean? Or forward it to me. You know what I mean? Or post it up or whatever you do. But yeah, man, that is amazing. So you got a strategy that works and you got talent.
But now check this out.
What's up?
This is how I now then connected to the business, to the Next Bay Runway. All right. So boom, I'm doing all this funny stuff. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm still a musician. My sole purpose is being a musician. So I started going to like the more luxury restaurants and like only like certain restaurants where like it really speaks to me. I'm like, hey, can I sing opera to you? They're like, huh, what? And I was like, yeah, I sing Italian opera. So I start singing them, you know, O Sole Mio, which is like a really popular Italian song. And literally like each and every time that I do this, like people's mouth drops. And then I tell them, yo, why don't we make history together? Let's bring in the Next Bay Area Runway into your location and we can create a great event with the food and fashion and music. Really speak up for the arts, for the talent.
From listening here, you keep mentioning opera. You must want to go ahead and bust something out, huh? You got the chops ready?
All right.
Let's do it.
We about to lock in. You ready?
Let's lock in. I'm locked in. I'm ready.
All right. So, this is what's been helping me get a lot of these business deals. Here we go. O Sole Mio.
O Sole Mio, più bello in me. O Sole Mio, sta in fronte a te. O Sole, O Sole Mio. Più bello in me, più bello in me.
Congratulations for being you. Congratulations for all you do. Was there anything that you would want to say in parting here? Like any shout outs you want to give or anything that we did not get a chance to discuss? And let me tell you one thing too. You are always welcome back on this show anytime you want. I'm going to give you my direct number. You give me a call. We'll put you on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Back to that question, though. Is there anybody you wanted to shout out or anything you want to say in closing?
the one and only person, my mom.
Yeah, my mom's my number one fan too. She listens to the show weekly. So, you know.
Yes, no. Amen to that. I really wouldn't be knowing if it wasn't for her. So
big shout out to mom.
Shout out to all moms.
That's it.
They're the ones that brought us to this earth. Absolutely. You know, they birthed us, they carried us, everything.
Yeah. You cats who disrespect women out there, man, think about that first and foremost. Your mom is a woman. So when you out there disrespecting other women, you potentially disrespecting somebody's mother, daughter, sister, whatever it is, let's learn how to respect and love each other. You know what I mean? I mean, not saying that women don't have some things they got to deal with too and correct on, but
we all do.
Yeah, we can do our part as men and be like, we ain't going to go do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Back to you, my man.
No, thank you. And so the reason why I wake up each and every day hungry and motivated is she's my why. She is an immigrant from Peru. So she came into the U.S. She cleans houses and she also takes care of the elderly people. So while she's out here, excuse my French, but while she's out here busting ass, I'm out here just being a clown, eating food, making money. But mom's is still on the floor, you know, cleaning, doing the vacuuming, helping the elderly people carry them. She has the biggest heart ever. And so, like, I feel guilty for that. So that's why, like, I'm constantly grinding, you know, because she's my everything. She's my queen. So I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. And I also want to remind the world, too, like, yo, please respect women, because women go through so much in society. They really go through a lot. I've seen my mom face a lot of hardship. My father was machismo. He would bring her down. Like, growing up, she was like a nervous wreck. That's how I always known my mom, as a nervous wreck. I've seen glimpses of her smiling and laughing, but I've never seen her shine. And I was conflicted when my father passed away from cancer in 2014. I was like, should I be happy? Should I be sad? Should I mourn? I was just so conflicted, but my mom was always there for me. And so after his passing, just like seeing her actually laugh,
yeah,
seeing her dance and smile, I was like, that's my mom?
Yeah. So you can be sad that he's gone, but be happy that the chains are broken from your mom at the same time. That is a medium that a lot of people can't fathom until it happens. But you got to think about it. It's like, yeah, you know what? I'm not exactly happy that he's gone, but man, I know one thing I am happy about. My mom is happy. You know what I mean? So I get it. I definitely get it. Yes. Man. You're very passionate about your mom, and that says a lot, man. That says a lot about the heart, man. And also the struggle, how you keep going, because obviously you want to provide even better lifestyle for your mom at some point through That's your great. Efforts. You know what I mean? Know that your mom is proud. And a lot of times we don't recognize that making a parent proud of you sometimes is that $1 million you thought you want to hand to them, that house on the hill you thought you want to buy to them. Just them seeing you do you and live your best life. As a parent, the most important thing for me is to watch my children do good, to help. You know what I mean? All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Aunt Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully we can all reconvene right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Aunt Taylor Show.